Boy, MMA is starting to get so clickbaity, it's starting to annoy me. Especially all the new MMA news, YouTube channels and TikTok channels and whatever. It's getting overwhelming. They take something somebody says and they twist it however they want so they can get more views, and it's really annoying. So keep hearing tangentially that Zabit might come back. Yeah, as some of you probably already know, Zabit's one of my favorite fighters. I've done a video about him before, talked about him quite a bit. I don't think he's the best in the world or anything like that. I love his style and his adaptability to the situation. Who was it? Somebody fairly recently was talking about, it's playing chess in your head when you're in the cage. And that's how, basically, what I got out of Hicks and Gracie originally when I was very young, and he started kind of coming out doing fights in Japan and stuff. I loved the way he was always playing chess. I think it was on Rogan, he was talking about one time in a fight, you always go from one to two and two to three, meaning that he breaks it up into pieces. And he may have 10 different backup plans in his head, but once he goes to step two, then there's four options, and he's leading his opponent like you do in chess. You use your pawns for a certain purpose, you use your queen for a certain purpose, and he puts his left hand on the person's left arm for a certain purpose. He sh shifts his weight to the right for a certain purpose, meaning it's all step one, step two, step three. He breaks it down to those pieces, and that always fascinated me since I started watching MMA. I'm a big fan of that. And you'll see it in some fighters. Islam, to a certain degree, you'll see, like with that fight with Charles Oliveira, you could see it in his head. Okay, I'll trade a couple punches. The minute he went down, okay, step two. And then just strangling him basically with his arm in. That was step three, and he knew that step three was the end. That was so interesting. But back to Zabit. It's becoming so clickbaity that I understand the psychology is that, and I've studied this a lot from propaganda on, most people read just headlines. Huge majority. Then a few will read the first paragraph, and then almost nobody reads the whole article. And this was Walter Lippmann and others that wrote books originally about propaganda and K Street and sales and marketing and all that. I studied that for years. That's what you see going on in MMA lately, and it's driving me nuts. So I started hearing these rumors about Zabit. Zabit is one of my favorite fighters, definitely. So I started looking into it, and man, it's just full of clickbait, but then there's some interesting things that come up. So there was an interview that he was on a panel about 2 months ago that I saw when it came out. And I went back and looked at it because there was articles written about it. And all he said is it's something about thinking about it. Said that he basically retired because he didn't get what he was promised and nobody was wanting to fight him. He hadn't fought in 2 years and that stuff. You see that a lot with the Dagestani Russian types. Ismagulov, Saeed Nurmagomedov, a lot of those. A lot of people are like, yeah, I'll pass on that. I get it. The sport's evolving, so you always have that higher part for a little bit, and then the skill set rises up to it, and then you see really good fights. But in the beginning, you just see lopsided. We're a little bit at the lopsided with the Dagestani stuff. I think certain people are developing systems to deal with it. Volkanovski just did an interview, just came out on Bisbane's channel, and he was talking sort of about that. About that evolution in his camp to fight Islam, February 12th, Volk and Islam go at it, which is just It's probably going to be my favorite fight of the year, I hope. Because as far as anticipation-wise, I'm dying. I can't wait to see it. I believe Volk when he says that he's working it hard and he's looking at the different pieces of Islam and the Dagestani style, and he's training for that and developing ways to deal with it. And that's what needs to happen. Look, it's always been that way since the beginning. You know, nobody could beat a wrestler. If you were a striker, you were screwed in the beginning. Or BJJ, you know, nobody could beat the Gracies for a while. And then it evolved and it all changed. And then it went to the next version of MMA. And it'll always do that to a certain degree. Maybe it'll probably end at some point because there'll be everything will be explored type thing. Because you can only do so many things, obviously. There's an ending. Not an ending to the person, but an ending to the normal evolution. And it'll plateau out. But Zabit in the interview just basically said, you know, he would have to think about it and that kind of thing. He's 31, so, you know, he's got a couple years left in his, you know, good prime. But there's an interesting thing. He put this up on, I think it was Instagram. Yeah, Instagram a while ago. And there's an interesting quote in here. Translated caption reads, "Contracts are no longer the same, of course." In response, Kassan, which is his brother, wrote, his younger brother, he's in Bellator, "Everything will change with you coming back soon." Now, I don't know if they're just messing around or I'm not exactly sure, but that does make me feel better because I'd love to see him back in the cage.